BJ and Jamie.
The holidays are coming, okay? It all kicks off. Halloween is great, but Thanksgiving is really the kickoff.
You love Thanksgiving.
Holiday season. I love Thanksgiving. I like Thanksgiving as much as Christmas, maybe even more, okay? Because
right.
I love food, all right? And I love football.
love to cook.
I do.
That's your passion.
Yeah. And for me, Christmas has gotten so commercial. You know, I'm that guy. You get a present here and there, but there's no use loading up the tree like we do. I think it's a little over the top. But Thanksgiving's one of my favorites. Well, every year, I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. All right, by golly, down home Thanksgiving.
They leave butter on the actual countertop. Bread and butter people.
It's a thing. You're adding color commentary.
Yes, yeah, like that's who Tennessee people are. Yeah. They like eat white bread, Wonder Bread, or Bunny Bread, and the spread the butter on it.
I'm simply saying that from Nashville and most of the country, we love turkey dressing, cream corn, the green bean casserole, the whole works, okay? That is Thanksgiving. In fact, we're talking things that we never, ever cook the rest of the year.
Right. It's a one-time event,
one day. One day.
Yeah.
Well, my family is also from various parts of the world, and so they like to have a different cuisine every now and then. So last year, we decided that we'd go to a relative's house, and that they are Mexico is what they prefer. So we had tamales, tacos, and, you know, things like that for Thanksgiving. Not the same, okay? Just not the same for me, all right?
Did they do shredded turkey inside the tamales?
I don't know, Jamie. I didn't ask you. I'm not going to get my turkey in a tamale. Turkey tamales.
All right.
So I was thinking, it's family, okay? It's close family. So I'm thinking, and I think I even said, okay, you know what? We'll do it this year, but next year, back to me, we can go back and forth.
That's not how I heard it. I heard last year you had a fit too, and you didn't show up.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. I'm trying not get emotional about this.
You put your foot down, remember?
Yeah, remember? He was like, no, this is not the traditional Thanksgiving. I'm not going.
Bottom line is. Bottom line is, this year's my turn. But no. So yesterday, someone sends out a text. And they say that, now this is Taco World over here, you know, that's sending out the text where we went last year.
Right.
Or where we were supposed to go last year. Let's see here.
Well, didn't your wife go with, like, your son?
Her frog.
Yeah, you got split frog. Up, yeah.
Okay. The text is, we are planning on doing Thanksgiving at our house this year and would love for you guys to join us.
Wow.
Well. Out of the blue.
No, you don't get a choice or anything. No, last year, at least they told you could do yours on Friday.
Yeah,
Friday. Why don't you just push yours back?
I'll get to Friday in a second.
Okay? Here comes the passion.
Here's what I'm thinking. When I first saw the text, my first thought was, maybe we should have talked about it. You know, what do you guys want to do? You want to do Christmas here, Thanksgiving here? We go back and forth. What did we do last year? Where do we go from here? You know, just a quick little gathering, little meeting on text.
Yeah.
You know, maybe some, no, decisions made. All right, decisions made. Well, I wrote back. I got to check with my kids. They could be coming to town. I'll have to get back to you, man.
And then tell the next text that you sent.
Which one? What do you mean?
The one to all the kids. Please come here for Thanksgiving.
Pleading.
No, Jamie. I was going to mention that. That makes me look evil. Stop.
And how much
Stop. Let
cost.
Me control this conversation. I don't control conversations when we're talking about your boyfriends.
I go, what are you doing? He's like, I told him I'd even pay for their airline tickets, everything.
He's like, I don't care how much it costs. He's I'll write that check.
I'm going to show them that I have family here, too, to make Thanksgiving for.
Now, guys, we don't have to say everything, okay?
But isn't the rule this? Wait, here's the rule,
right,
okay?
The rule is
whatever the wife wants to do, that's what you do. Everybody knows that the moms get screwed over. Like if you have a son, like, because I have a son. Yeah. So whatever, like, the girlfriends want in their lives, that's what you do. That's why so many, like, boy moms get left out at Christmas and Thanksgiving, because they're always on the mom's side. I mean, on the girl's side. They go over there. So what if your wife, you go over to her side. That's kind of how it goes. Like Bree, like everything that Bree wants, you guys do.
We do,
no,
a lot.
No.
Yeah,
no,
that's kind of
it just naturally happens.
No, it's not
happen
like
something
that
you mean like intentionally or anything. No,
but that's just how it works.
Yeah. Well, it might for you guys, but for me, I'm all about, I want Thanksgiving meal. Now, if we're going to do turkey and all that up there at their place, that's fine.
Well, no, whoever texted you didn't mention what kind of food it was.
Oh, I know what kind of food. I know what we're getting. But I want to do a traditional Thanksgiving because you only get that food once a year. Okay,
right.
You even said that off air, Jamie.
No, I agree with you. I would never go to a place where I would have that food for Thanksgiving.
Right.
I just wouldn't.
Yeah, it doesn't just seem the same to
me,
okay? And I want Macy's parade on. I want the football games after the turkey. My tradition. And your immediate family is who you should do that with. And if others want to come in and celebrate.
And then you fly them in, they get their rental
car. They can do their own, and they can have whomever wants to come there. You know what I mean?
Right,
So I have no problem. It's just that I feel bad, but at the same time, I don't feel bad because I don't feel like that I should have to give up mine.
I mean, I will agree with you. Eating tacos watching the parade would be weird.
It's a weird combo.
Yeah,
it's a weird combination for me. And I don't want to be forced to move mine to a Friday.
Right.
Because Friday is not the same.
You could have theirs on Friday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can have turkey tamales on Friday.
I'm sure, though, your boys were like, why is Dad agreeing to pay for our airline tickets, our rental cars, and everything?
I didn't really say that, Jamie. Back it down.
My family's here, too.
But my wife just texted, and she said that she wasn't sure if she could make it to the other celebration either.
Wait, what?
She needed to check with me.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Wait, tell me this again.
What a lovely lady.
No, tell me this again. I didn't follow it.
My wife
just
sent a text.
In the group.
Yes, the group, saying, hey, not sure we can make it. BJ loves traditional.
What?
Gotta check
She's
with
standing
this.
Up for
she
you.
She took up for you.
What a woman. I'm telling you, everybody should get married. You need a woman in your life.
Oh, my God, she took up for you.
Oh,
I love you, honey.
I love you. If you were only here.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.